just gone uptown. Today, skilled chefs produce bite-sized morsels with gastronomic artistry. A blend of color, texture, and taste, sushi appeals to the eye as well as the palate. The chef moistens his hands to keep the rice from adhering to them as he works. He dabs wasabi and places a ball of rice on one of the tuna slices. He pokes a hole in the center of the ball to introduce air. This keeps the rice from compacting as he shapes the fish around it to make a type of sushi called nigiri sushi. To form nigiri, the chef works swiftly to minimize the fish's exposure to his touch. Human body temperature is much higher than room temperature, and prolonged exposure to it would compromise the fresh taste of this sushi. A little pickled ginger to cleanse the palate, and this sushi is ready to serve. To make cucumber rolls, or kappamaki, he carves the outer part of the cucumber into a long, wide ribbon, stopping at the soft core. He slices the ribbon in two and layers the pieces. He then chops the cucumber into uniformly thin sticks. This exposes more of the vegetable's fiber to maximize the taste. This is roasted seaweed called nori. He places it shiny side down on a bamboo rolling mat. He lightly presses rice into a ball so the grains stick together as he transfers it to the nori. He spreads the rice evenly, leaving a margin of nori at the top. And now he's ready for those expertly sliced cucumber sticks. He groups several in the center of the bed of rice. Then, gripping the mat on one side, he folds the nori around the fillings. As he squeezes the pack, some rice spills into the margin of nori at the top. But there's still enough space to create an overlap and seal the ends of the nori around the fillings. Using a wet cloth, he tucks in the overflow at both ends. He slices the roll in half. He aligns the halves and slices three times to create six pieces, each piece approximately the same height for an attractive lineup. Next, he makes uramaki, a kind of sushi with the rice on the outside, which is why they're also called inside-out rolls. He spreads rice evenly over the nori and flips it around to the shiny side. He dips a finger in wasabi and spreads it on the nori at midpoint. He arranges tuna on the wasabi-coated section. The raw red fish is then paired with slices of avocado for a tantalizing contrast. He folds the rice-coated nori over the fillings and tucks it around them. He continues rolling until he reaches the edge. He garnishes the rice with toasted sesame seeds for visual interest and tasty crunch. He covers the roll with plastic to protect it from the grooves of the sushi mat as he shapes it into a tighter pack. He then removes the mat and carves the inside-out roll into bite-sized pieces. Inside-out sushi was invented in the 20th century to appeal to Westerners who preferred not to see the nori. The final thing on the menu is the hand roll, also known as temaki sushi. He presses soft rice into the crispy nori and layers the next ingredients diagonally over the rice: wasabi, a Japanese herb called shiso, and two pieces of tuna. He folds the nori around the fillings to contain them in a seaweed cone. Now all that's left is the presentation, and when it comes to sushi, less is more. Over-garnishing can detract from the main event, the fish. A simple, artful arrangement puts the focus on its raw appeal.